Welcome to the JJ Knitting Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. On the 1-2 counts on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII, JJ Knitting Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Zach Ulin with KCII News. On today's program, we're talking with Larry Schwarzendruber, Director of Advancement at Pleasant View in Kelowna, about their construction project. This is part one of a two-part interview. Can you tell us about the construction project that we'll be beginning at Pleasant View?
Certainly. Thanks for the opportunity to share the exciting things that are happening at Pleasant View. The two main components of our building project are the creation of a 16-bed memory care unit, memory care being that type of resident that is suffering with Alzheimer's and other form of dementia. We are adding on to the facilities to the north edge of our campus to meet the needs of those residents. And the second component is the renovation of existing space, which was 50 individual rooms into 28 assisted living apartments. Assisted living is that second step on the continuum of care where a person might come and reside in independent living and move into assisted living, and then ultimately the potential of moving into the nursing facility.
How long have plans for this construction been in the works, and what's the process been to get it to where we stand now?
We've been talking about adding a memory care wing for 20 to 30 years, and we have finally come to the point where it's just absolutely essential that we do that. Prior to the decision to include assisted living, we used to have what was called residential care facilities. So it was a form of assisted living, but it wasn't nearly the extent of what we're planning to do here. Moving forward, the construction has begun. We've had to move some of our independent living cottages off the property to do the expansion. Our general contractor has told us that it's potentially going to be about 22 to 24 months process when all is said and done. Keep in mind that there are some other components to the project, too, after those two components are completed. One being that we are relocating our commercial kitchen. We are creating some Medicare suites for residents who come in under the skilled resident label, where they are coming in to rehabilitate. We are also creating a new standalone community/friendship center for independent living folks, as well as to meet the needs of the community for some meeting space.
What will they enable you to do that either you're not able to do now or enable you to do better as far as services that you do offer now?
I'm going to put in a little plug here for Pleasant View and say that we are one of four facilities across the state of Iowa that across the board, we are a five-star institution, which comes out on a quarterly basis, which means quality measures and staffing and everything else that goes along with operating a nursing facility. We have been offering exceptional care. There just has been the need in recent years to address even further the needs of those in the memory care sector. It just allows them to be in a wing that we can meet their needs a lot more efficiently and with a lot more programs than we can do when they're perhaps scattered across other areas of campus. That's one of the values of adding memory care. With regards to the assisted living, we have found that a number of people begin living on campus with independent living, where they're out in the village, they have activities that they can attend, but they're basically on their own. A nurse visits them on a quarterly basis. And then when it comes time to need a little bit more care, if we do not have assisted living, then they're left either trying to continue living on their own in independent living, or perhaps they might transfer to another campus where assisted living is. We provide assistance as they need it. They're still pretty much on their own, but they're inside a building that we can provide care, and there will be somebody on duty to meet their needs, and we'll have dining facilities, and if they want to eat in the dining room, they can. If they don't want to, they don't have to. If they want to do their own cleaning, still do their own cleaning, but we'll make some provisions for that. Final step in the process is we encourage our residents to live in the nursing facility where we can give exceptional care as they continue to age. The amenities are going to be what you're going to find with an independent living in terms of outings to the community, maybe a partnership with the YMCA, geared toward the individual residents in those apartments, whether they need cleaning help or whether they need meds distribution, laundry facilities, and things like that. One of the main amenities is they are inside a building and they don't have to go outside if they don't want to. When they're in independent living, they're still living in individual houses. This is going to be simply more care and more availability of persons who are on staff to help them meet their needs, and they will be assessed on a regular basis. The Medicare suite, we will have 6 new rooms that are designed specifically for people who are coming in as skilled residents, like I mentioned. That is going to be state-of-the-art, and that is going to include services right next door of physical therapy services. That's going to allow our staff to take care of them as the needs arise. And the goal there is to get them back home by providing top-notch physical therapy services. In that process, our commercial kitchen is going to be relocated. The therapy center where the skilled care is going to happen is currently our Friendship Center, so that necessitates the need to create a new community center, a new Friendship Center for primarily our independent living folks. That will have a kitchen. We'll invite the community in when there's a need for space for 100 people, for example. It just provides more options for each and every one of our residents without them having to go off campus.
That was Larry Swartzendruber, Director of Advancement at Pleasant View and Kelowna, joining us on today's JJ Knitting Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program to talk about their construction project. This is part one of a two-part interview. JJ Knitting Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Zach Ulan with KCII News.